Professor Robertson said the eruption took place this morning at about 6:16 a.m. after about 41 hours with no explosive activity.
It looked like we had been out of the period of having explosions. But of course, if we don't like to be told what it's doing, so it proved me completely wrong. So this morning at about 16 minutes past 6, after I think it's over 41 hours of doing essentially nothing. Well, not so much doing nothing. It was producing all these earthquakes, these hybrids, these long period earthquakes, which remember the pattern was before you had about 13 to 15 hours of these and then you had something. Well, it didn't have anything for like 41 hours. So therefore we kind of concluded that it looked like we're out of the period of explosions. And then this morning it had one. It wasn't a sort of a big explosion compared to the ones that we had last weekend, but it was big enough to punch a hole through into the clouds and put an eruption plume that we estimate from here probably at its highest probably got up to about 7 or 8,000 meters.
Professor Robertson said the eruption produced a small amount of ash as it was an eruption of a smaller magnitude.
There was a little bit of ash at the top level drifting towards the east, but most of it to us from here looks like it was drifting towards the west, offshore. I'm not sure if people along the west coast might see that haze in the distance. Not sure if my blowing, but it looked like it was going mainly to the west in terms of the amount of ash that came out. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a sort of a big eruption column, and it didn't seem... The signal that we have is not a long signal. The height of the signal, the amplitude, size of it is probably comparable to some we have had, some of the volcanic explosions we had earlier on this week. Certainly in the 13th, we had one. It looks like it's smaller in magnitude than the one we had in the 13th that commemorated the 13th April event.
And Professor Robertson said although the period between eruptions has lengthened, La Soufre is not yet out of its explosive phase.
Yes, we did have an explosive event, and it tells us that we're not quite out of the explosions, that, as we said, it looks like the period between the explosions have lengthened. It's now lengthened to over 41 hours, which is a bit more than two and a half days, kind of. So it looks like you might still have these events going on. Fortunately, they're not very big. Fortunately, they're not, and therefore not producing very much, a lot of ash. So hopefully they shouldn't disrupt anything other than the northern parts of the island where the volcano is and where people should move from. But, you know, change that headline. We're not out of the explosive period yet, and we still could have explosions going forward. And I don't think I'll be saying that we're out of the explosive period for a little while now.
That was head of the La Soufre monitoring team, Professor Richie Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufre volcano update.